Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting
it's
and
way
multi-site
more
experts to help you
than
get
an online hub.
Okay, what is it?
So much more.
What else
extra,
do you get with
man.
New Churches, other
well,
than it being an online hub?
Community. You said it's an online hub for resources.
Yeah, because it's a hub that has a lot of things connected to it.
It's also a podcast, Daniel.
Yeah. Podcast is a part of it. And you know what our podcast is a part of?
What?
A part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
Oh, great work, Segway Sam.
So go to leadership.lifeway.com/podcasts and you'll see all of the podcasts that are a part of our network.
I bet people think we actually plan this.
No, we aren't that smart. Or aren't that prepared.
Something.
Yeah. All right, but be sure to actually go there because you'll see JD's podcast, the Group Answers podcast, obviously the 5LQ one that we are now primarily co-hosting with one another with book breakdowns, which you have to listen to.
Yeah, and 5LQ stands for 5 Leadership Questions Podcast if you're looking for that, but you won't have to look for it because you're going to go to the podcast network page and you'll be able to click.
Yeah, leadership.lifeway.com/podcasts. Well, without further ado, let's get into the question.
Isn't it ado?
Hey guys, this is Vic Green at the Chapel in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And the question I had today was two things that you're hearing a lot about are discipleship pathways and leadership pipelines. How do you guys see these things to be different yet complementing one another? And how do you connect the two strategies in a way that develops and deploys leaders in our church? Look forward to hearing your thoughts. Thanks for all that you do.
Okay, I'm going to start because if I follow up, we will not end because I will go on and on and on. So I'm going to just do the big overarching thing and then I'm going to let you answer.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Or we can do a little debate thing.
No. I would say
leadership pipeline, I'd be discipleship pathway. Dun, 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 dun.
Are you finished?
Sorry.
No.
Yeah, do
sorry.
It. Yeah, do it, man.
Don't be
do it.
Sorry.
Go. Sorry.
Just let me go. So I would say, hey, every church needs a pipeline. Every person needs a pathway.
Mm.
So every church needs universal core structure, strategy, systems. But in particular, when we're thinking about people, you need core competencies for development that you want every person in your church to understand at each level of leadership within your church. So volunteers are leading themselves well across the board, across the church. What do you want all your volunteers to know? Because they're serving in multiple areas. Let's not have a duplication of effort here. What are the core competencies they need to know to be a good volunteer, a good leader, a good coach, a good director of ministries for a ministry area, whatever it is. Now, also, every person needs a pathway, and that is something that is more specific to them, that is role-based or person-based discipleship and development.
Hmm.
Go.
All right. So to continue on with what you're talking about, especially with the core competencies, we were talking about this actually just before we hit record on the podcast. We were talking about the competency of conflict management, right? So this idea of every volunteer, every leader, every ministry director, every senior leader every human being needs to, is proficient at a particular level when it comes to conflict management. Now, if you're a senior leader, your conflict management competency level should be high.
I completely disagree.
Okay.
No,
why?
I'm just kidding. I was trying to bring in conflict. Keep going.
Because you have to be a good manager of conflict. And so, for example, emotionally, how are you reacting? Do you know, is your face always getting flustered and red when someone disagrees with you? Do you even tune them out when they don't agree with you? right? How do you deal with conflict? Now, if you are a volunteer at a church and you can't really handle conflict, I mean, that is, I mean, bad. You're right. But it's not detrimental.
No, right? it can be catastrophic in the senior leader position.
Yes, at the senior leader level position. But if you're a volunteer,
right,
it's not as detrimental. It's, for example, a doctor. A doctor doesn't really matter if a doctor knows how to sing, right? Like whether or not, if they may be the worst singer in the world, but competency wise, it doesn't really matter because it doesn't affect their role. So when it comes to leadership, and that's I just wanted to highlight that because Vic wanted us to talk about the difference between discipleship and leadership here. When it comes to leadership, I believe, like you, Todd, that there is that sense of core competencies which we need to grow in and we need to articulate and develop. Now, when it comes to discipleship, here's the thing that I've noticed as I've continued to talk about no silver bullets and help a lot of churches on building their discipleship pathways. What's interesting is when we have the two together, what you believe on one, you'll actually begin assuming on the other. So in other words, leadership can be learned. Competencies can be developed. Now, you may not, when it comes, we've talked about talent and all that stuff, and some people may be more gifted talent-wise in casting vision and communicating vision, but you can, if you don't know how to do that, you can learn how to do that. You just might not be as good as someone naturally, but you can learn the competencies to communicate and to cast vision, right? You can check that off and grow that. And in your church, the reason you need a leadership pipeline is because every level, every volunteer level, leader, ministry director, senior leader, they need to grow in their leadership competencies. The thing with discipleship, though, is that you can't check that off. Right. So that's why your discipleship pathway and your leadership pipeline actually have to be two separate pathways. They actually have to be two separate things, because what you believe on one, on the fact that you can check off your leadership competencies, you actually begin assuming on the other, which is your discipleship. But when it comes to discipleship, it is running the race of faith with perseverance, right? It's this ongoing direction that doesn't end on this side of eternity. So in a sense, it's like, oh yeah, let's say you think discipleship through the lens of competency. Then it's like, oh yeah, well, I served you today, so I am now a servant. Or I didn't take the credit, so I am now humble. I am now proficient at humility. Well, I mean, when it comes to character, when it comes to your maturity in Christ, it doesn't really work that way.
Yeah, but you can compensate for your competencies sometime on the discipleship side and people not know it. So you can fake it when it's really a heart issue. Versus what I'm saying is, like, eventually, if you're squeezed enough, it's going to come out.
Yeah.
But part of what the dangerous part of ministry is, it's scary how far you can go if you know what to say and when to say it, or what to do and when to do it.
And that's why your discipleship pathway has to be a different path than your leadership pipeline. Because with most churches, their discipleship pathway is programs. Their discipleship pathway is join a small group, take this class, and you're done, right? Or go to, and it's these things that you can check off. And because it is, because a lot of churches see it as things that you can check it off as, and that's how people view it, that's where you get that pharisaical, that Phariseeism coming in, right? Where people can fake it. And it's like, oh, well, you did all the steps that you needed to do to become mature. Right. But are they mature?
No,
because discipleship doesn't work that way.
No.
Yeah. So what I'd encourage is, on the discipleship pathway side, is you need to think about, hey, what are the ongoing steps that are going to create and cultivate self-feeders in your congregation? People that are continually growing, right, continually owning that on themselves. But on the leadership pipeline side, people, you can check things off.
Right.
You can grow in competency.
I would say where they're both alike is you're wanting to see people grow in something. Like on one side, it might be conflict management. On the discipleship side, it might be grace.
Yeah.
And so on grace, it's like, hey, I, as a volunteer, I have a minimal knowledge of grace. That's putting someone in a box. But say I'm a new volunteer, newer believer. And as I grow, I'm going to understand grace deeper still and deeper still and deeper still. And my knowledge, awareness, what I can teach and convey at a ministry director level needs to be much deeper than at the base level, whether I'm talking about a leadership competency or more something that is a competency on the discipleship side.
Yeah, no, that's good. So so you know what I'll do is I'll actually read you a page from No Silver Bullets. It's on page 195. Thank you, Todd. But I feel like, I mean, I've put a lot of work into wording this and I feel like it's a good description of how they relate to one another. So here we go. Since the starting point for every church's vision should be the Great Commission and Commandment, it makes sense to view your discipleship pathway as the strategy that'll get you to the vision. After all, a discipleship pathway is the intentional route that you have set up in your church to develop and form missionary disciples for kingdom impact. Now, while your discipleship pathway will definitely move your church toward your vision, it's really only half of the equation. The other half is your leadership pipeline, which is the process and structure you have put in place to equip leaders. The two go hand in hand. Together, they are the framework for your church's strategy. Let me explain. In order to move toward the vision that God has called your church to, your church needs a strategy. This strategy needs to both form and equip your church. It needs to shape their character and develop their competencies. In this strategy, your church needs to be transformed and learn how to be transforming agents. They need to be developed and deployed. And finally, in order to have any movement, your church needs to have fuel and an engine. Both are important and both are the heart of your church's strategy. In other words, your discipleship pathway will form your church into missionary disciples, while your leadership pipeline will equip your church to live as missionary disciples. Your discipleship pathway will shape your people's character, while your leadership pipeline will develop their competencies. Your discipleship pathway will transform hearts, while your leadership pipeline will train transforming agents. Your discipleship pathway will develop, while your leadership pipeline will deploy. Using an analogy, if your church were a car that had to get to a particular endpoint, which would be the vision, the discipleship pathway would be the fuel and the leadership pipeline would be the engine. Both are equally important and have to rely on each other if the car is going to experience any movement. Is that a slow clap?
let's close in prayer, guys. Let's close in prayer. If you'd like Daniel to read the entire book to you, you can go to Audible.
Yes.
There's still some left.
Yes.
There's a lot left, actually.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Here, I'll give a copy away.
Do it.
I have CDs. Like after I recorded them all, they sent me CDs. Like you can get the Audible version, but
you can get a CD?
I know, man. CDs are awesome.
There's lots of pastors that are still rolling around. I'm myself included. I have a CD player in my car.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. So if you want that, just leave a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts for our New Churches podcast. Take a screenshot and email it to me, daniel@newchurches.com, and we'll enter you into a draw to win that. But in terms of next steps, how do you develop a leadership pipeline? How do you develop a discipleship pathway? Well, when it comes to a leadership pipeline, go to Ministry Grid. I mean, we would say go to our coaching events. So go to leadership.lifeway.com. We have several, we're calling them blueprint coaching events this next year. And we have several, we're in OC, we're in Austin, we're in Nashville. Right. So come to one of those events.
There's actually a pipeline in Houston as well.
Yeah.
A little pipeline event.
So if you're in those areas, be sure to sign up. That's the best way to where we can actually help you develop a leadership pipeline. If you can't make it to any of those, go to ministrygrid.com, sign up for a subscription for yourself or your church, and we have courses on there to help you with that. But when it comes to a discipleship pathway, I'd encourage you to pick up a copy of my book, No Silver Bullets, because the last chapter, I mean, all the chapters I work up toward it, in the last chapter, I give you a template to build one for your church. So I'd love it if you check it out. Now, before we wrap things up, I do want to encourage you to listen to the 5 Leadership Questions podcast.
Yeah.
That's the one, that's a part of our podcast network. Obviously, it'd be kind of weird if it wasn't.
Yep. So that was started, I started that with Barnabas.
Yeah.
And then
almost 300 episodes ago.
Yeah. Eric. And third time's a charm. Now yeah. Daniel's on there.
Yeah, I was pulled up from the JV.
Oh, whatever. I secretly tell people still that this is my favorite.
Yeah, well, this is a fun podcast.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Even though Ed's on it.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening in, and we will catch you next time.